Thank you, Mr. President. The ACBL would like to thank Cambodia very much for the effort they have put into putting together the strongest and most effective possible action plan, and for the very inclusive process they have set up to gather input from states, civil society, and other stakeholders alike. We just have a few brief introductory remarks, and then we'll come back to other points in the section-by-section discussion that we understand will follow. The ICBL fully supports the input from the Gender and Diversity Working Group and the Environment in Mine Action Working Group. For the sake of brevity, we won't repeat those points today, which we know will be raised by others. Just three general comments on the document, which is otherwise very strong. We would like to see more emphasis throughout the document on the meaningful inclusion of landmine survivors, both in the development and implementation of the policies and programs that affect them, but also in the work of the convention more broadly. The input of those who have directly suffered from the use of landmines has been essential to the success of our work since before even the convention was negotiated, and should remain at the heart of our work, both at national and global levels. Second, given the ongoing extensive use of landmines, perhaps the greatest threat to the norm we have all worked so hard to create and protect, we would like to see stronger language on the prevention and condemnation of use to encourage the strongest possible response. For example, in the introduction, so paragraph 2, there is language on sparing no efforts to strengthen the norm established by the convention and to condemn the use of anti-personnel mines by any actor. We think it's important to also add under any circumstances to signal that there can be no exceptions, even in today's extremely difficult security environment. We also think there should be language adding to take all possible measures to end such use. The condemnation, of course, is critical, but we also need to make sure that it ends. And third, as noted in the political declaration, a greater sense of urgency on implementation of the convention should be reflected throughout the document, including, as Austria noted earlier, the use of time-bound commitments. Such deadlines for specific actions have been included in past action plans and can be very helpful both for national planning and for greater accountability on implementation of the action plan itself. Thank you.